Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't
even. Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And have a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz, Competitive Enterprise Institute. Is his company, his organization. He's vice president of policy there. And CEI.org is the website. I encourage you to go there and check it out and support the good work that they do there. Wayne, we're talking about regulations, folks. Wayne's the author of the 20th anniversary edition of the 10,000 Commandments, which is an annual snapshot of the regular federal regulatory state. Wayne, I think of regulations the way I think of, I've started thinking of them the way I think of what's called the shadow banking system. You know, we got this regular banking system that's all of our money and our deposits and all the stuff we check our accounts and et cetera, et cetera. That's the regular banking system. Well, there's a shadow banking system that really is what got us into trouble back in 08. And this is what to do with all the funds that come in through the uninvested funds in mutual funds the accounts that you have with your brokerage company. The shadow banking system is bigger than the main banking system.
Right.
And that's what, and we got into a lot, 2008 happened basically because the shadow banking system got upside down. Now here's my analogy. I'm thinking of the regulatory state of America like the shadow banking system. And I'm concerned that one day the regulatory system is going to gain such critical mass that it will collapse the economy instead of the regular, all the other stuff going on, that it'll collapse the economy, and a lot of people will be just as surprised about that as they were about the shadow banking system collapsing.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's not just, you know,
it's this sleeper system that people aren't really watching, and before you know it, it's this big ugly animal that's going to eat you.
Yeah,
and your bicycle.
It's not just that you didn't build that, but you can't build that. Here's what I would say. You know, I've tabulated this number of 1.8 trillion, but I actually think it's a lot more because there are a lot of indirect costs, hidden costs, like you just described, that don't get counted. Even job costs, Jim. I have a section at the end of the paper on job impacts of regulation, and that's actually not counted in that figure. I think you have to add those. There's an academic debate.
That's the lost opportunity cost.
Let's not leave it on a negative point of view. Here's what I always say: as dismal as these numbers are, and as wretched is the fact that the regulatory costs now are more than the entire federal budget was back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. That's what astounds me. And we don't even, you wouldn't think of not tabulating how much the federal government spends.
Right.
And yet these costs are bigger than the federal budget was, and it can do just what you said. It can collapse the economy, and people just throw their hands up. But we have this existing burden of 1.8 trillion a year. I think you do things like Phil Graham had proposed that now even the Progressive Policy Institute, you ought to have them on to talk about their proposal on a regulatory reduction commission. It's just like what Phil Graham proposed of the notion, like you, similar to military base closure, where you put together a package every year of rules that you roll back.
That's an interesting proposal. And let me stick my thought in there, and you tell me how close I am to what they're thinking. See, in my opinion, every regulation that goes on the books is given a 5-year life.
Yeah, you do a sunset.
And at the end of 5 years, if it doesn't get reapproved, then it dies.
It automatically sunsets.
Now, is that similar to what you were just talking about?
The line I heard like that was like, it expires like a carton of milk. Yeah, you need to do that for every new regulation. And see, what I'm talking about, you combine that with what Graham and then now the PPI is talking about, that the Reduction Commission applies to the existing hairball.
Right.
You see.
Right.
And then what you're talking about for every new rule.
Well, actually, what I was talking about was every regulation, new ones and old ones.
Well, you can apply it retroactively. You can do that. There were some proposals for that.
What do we got to do? See, if we could, let me tell you something, Wayne. If we could do that, If we could get regulations in a, with a drop dead date of say 5 years, I think we could almost get to where we wouldn't care what the government spent.
We can grow out, Jim. We can grow out of this. We can sunset rules. We can require Congress.
But
to
it's going to take
bad, ugly new
it's going to take
well.
Leadership to do that, though,
yep.
Wayne.
Yep.
Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep us posted on how
things are going. I love being on the show.
Appreciate you, Wayne. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, CEI.org, Competitive Enterprise Institute. That's where you can find his 10,000 commandments. I encourage you to go there and read what he has to say. It's in plain English, by the way. You'll be glad to know that. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.